I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Meniscal tears are among the most common knee injuries affecting approximately 1 million people in the U.S. each year. Dr. Alec DeCastro is here to talk about the details. Dr. DeCastro is an associate professor and chief of primary care sports medicine in the Department of Family Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DeCastro, what is the meniscus and what causes meniscal tears?
The meniscus or menisci are C-shaped, soft, rubbery cartilage that provides shock protection for your knees. So there's a medial cartilage on the inside of the knee and a lateral one on the outside. Both of these transmit the load bearing between the two main bones of the knee called the tibia and femur, particularly when you're weight bearing. So this load sharing helps prevent knee injuries and is extremely important to the function and health of the knee. So any activity that you forcefully twist or rotate your knee, especially when you're putting full weight on it, can lead to a torn meniscus. Also, kneeling, deep squatting, or lifting something heavy can sometimes lead to a torn meniscus. In older adults, degenerative changes like arthritis contribute to a torn meniscus even with little or no trauma. And then finally, certain sports that involve sudden stops, pivoting, or changing directions such as soccer, basketball, football, and tennis can have increased risk for meniscal tears.
What are the typical symptoms of a meniscus tear?
One of the main symptoms of a meniscus tear is pain in the knee joint. So pain is usually felt in the knee above the meniscus while weight-bearing on that knee, particularly when you're twisting or turning on that same knee. Many times people feel it when getting in and out of a car or even walking upstairs. Patients may feel a locking or popping sensation in the knee, and then it can also really become swollen or stiff where all that swelling can affect the knee function.
And for people that have some of these symptoms, is it important to seek medical attention right away?
Contact your doctor if your knee is very painful or swollen or you can't move your knee in the usual ways. The big thing is that progressive deterioration in the knee joint is probably the biggest risk of ignoring your torn meniscus. For example, a partial tear may worsen until it's a complete tear and continue to walk on it can aggravate that. Also, suffering a torn meniscus may also increase your risk of long-term complications like developing arthritis in that knee.
What is the treatment for a torn meniscus?
Treatments typically depend on whether the tear is traumatic or degenerative. Non-surgical treatments such as using anti-inflammatory medications and rehab through physical therapy may help some people with a torn meniscus, particularly those that are degenerative. Sometimes a steroid injection in the knee joint can help reduce inflammation and reduce pain. But if the patient is not getting better depending on their sport or activity, surgery can be done, which is either trimming or repair of a meniscus by an orthopedic surgeon.
And how long might it take to heal a torn meniscus?
So for minor meniscus tears, it varies. But after some rest and physical therapy, some people can resume normal activities within a few weeks. However, if you're still in pain after about 4 to 6 weeks of conservative treatment, like doing rehab, or you're still not able to return to your pre-injury activities, surgery may be recommended. And then the recovery from surgery for meniscal tears depends on the type and size and the extent of the tear. So some people can walk with crutches soon after meniscus surgery, while some people it takes around 6 to 8 weeks for complete healing and returning to normal activities.
Dr. DeCastro, thanks for this information about meniscal tears.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.